Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Hardware, folks! ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's congressional address met with rousing applause on the Republican side and stony silence or cries of lies on the Democratic side. ABC's Karen Travers with more from Washington.
The only thing that came close to a bipartisan moment was applause for the family of Corey Comprator, who was killed at the president's rally in Butler, Pennsylvania last summer. That was it. It was the only thing that got many Democrats on their feet. It certainly was not policy comments from the president throughout this speech.
The president vowing to continue his swift campaign to reshape the federal government and to radically reform longstanding policies on the economy, immigration, and foreign policy. The IRS is the latest government agency drafting up plans to cut its workforce roughly in half. Israel has once again cut off food, medicine, and other supplies to Gaza. Now that the first phase of the ceasefire has ended, Israel so far delaying moving in to phase two. This is ABC News. A major development in the case against Brian Koberger, the man accused of killing four Idaho college students.
Brian Koberger's defense team has filed a motion to remove the death penalty as a possible sentence. His attorneys say Koberger is, quote, essentially a piece of evidence to be examined and evaluated. One expert testified his autism has a significant impact on his life.
And the fear is that people will take his ASD and instead attribute some sort of guilt or menacing aspect to it. And for that reason, the defense believes that the death penalty should be struck.
This is the Koberger team's latest attempt to have the death penalty removed. Previously, his attorney cited that it's unconstitutional and arbitrarily applied. The trial, meanwhile, is set for August.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Greenland's prime minister reiterating, Greenland is ours and cannot be taken or bought. Those words in defiance to President Trump, who vowed again during his speech last night to acquire the territory, in his words, one way or another. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
With a genuine sense of curiosity and an eagerness to help, we enjoy finding the answers and solutions that lead you to the home that is right for you and your family. We have many years of experience helping clients in the real estate industry. And not only have we lived in the Driftless area for decades, we know our way around the surrounding areas too. As a Driftless agent, my team and I work efficiently to help you see more homes and get you through the home buying process with ease and confidence. Visit our website, driftlessareallc.com, check us out on Facebook, or even stop by our offices today at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center.
One evening after a great Green Bay Packer victory, Vince Lombardi returned home to find his wife already sound asleep in bed. When he got into bed, his feet touched her legs and she screamed out, "Oh God, your feet are cold." Lovingly and calmly, Lombardi answered, "Honey, I've told you before, when we're by ourselves in our own home, you can just call me Vince." Sometimes each of us exhibits this I am God complex. We think the world revolves around us and everything and everyone was made to worship us and do what we ask. It's a sad thing to think you're God and then find out you're really not. Addicts must come to this awareness to begin the process of recovery. All of us must admit we are damaged people and only a higher power can help us overcome our failures. But when a person realizes that they are powerless to control things around them and they begin to trust in God, the highest power, life becomes so much easier to enjoy. It's really a blessing to know that we can trust in God to make things right. So right there in your car, or in your cubicle at the office, or at the station on the assembly line, or eating donuts at Dunkin', shout out as loud as you can, "I'm not God!" It'll make you feel better. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates Engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot. So bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a very powerful low-pressure system sweeping up toward southeast Wisconsin today will continue to bring us precipitation as a colder air works in. That'll change over to snow with a couple inches looking possible throughout the area. It's going to be kind of rough travel once that transition takes place. We'll also have strong winds throughout the day. Could be strong enough to knock over some weak tree limbs, make traveling difficult, and of course, loose objects like garbage cans and chairs could be whipped over as well. Otherwise, once the storm moves out, we'll have some quieter weather for several days. There will be a separate system passing south of us Friday morning, could graze the southern tip of our area with a little touch of light snow early Friday.
After that, a new system drops in from the northwest late Saturday with a chance of a few snow showers. Some much warmer air could move in by early next week. So today we have a winter storm warning for Vernon County through 6 p.m., winter weather advisory in Crawford, Richland, Sauk County area through 6 p.m., and a wind advisory for most of our region from 11 a.m. through 9 p.m. Rain turning to snow this morning, then tapering off in the afternoon. Snow amounts of 1 to 4 inches possible. Falling temperatures to the mid to low 30s. North and northwest wind 15 to 25, gusting over 40 miles an hour by late morning. Tonight, breezy and colder with partial clearing, low 17. Northwest wind 15 to 25, tapering to 10 to 15. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, high 37. Tomorrow night, the clouds build in, low 23. There's a chance of a little light snow in the far southern part of the area late Thursday night through midday Friday. Clearing skies late Friday, high 37. Saturday, the clouds increase. Chance of patchy snow showers late in the day, high at 40. Sunday, lots of sun, high 43. We warm to the 50s for Monday and Tuesday. Please be careful out there today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, 32 degrees. Yesterday's topper was 48. We did pick up 63 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. 73, the record high for March 5th in the year 2000. Record low, 12 degrees below zero in 1978. Last year's high was 53 and the low 31. Sunset will happen at 5:55 this afternoon. Sunrise time for tomorrow morning will be at 6:30. East winds are at 12 miles per hour. Barometer steady at 29.18. All total, we have received an inch and 4/10. That's since yesterday morning early on. Since midnight this morning, 4/10 of an inch of rain. Schools closed today in the Kickapoo District, Hillsboro, North Crawford, Pleasant Ridge Waldorf, Eagle, and Waseca Steuben. The Richland District has a scheduled day off today for students. Parent-teacher conferences will not be held. Gentle Chair Yoga at Richland Center Community Center is canceled. All Richland County meal sites are closed, and there will not be home-delivered meals. And the Richland Community Food Pantry will be open today between 4 and 5:30. Our temp has fallen from earlier. It was 40 degrees early this morning. Right now we're at 32 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a recap of all of the high school boys tournament games from last night and details on a Bucks win.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stop in at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Here is a recap of the Division III Wisconsin Dells WIAA half sectional last night. River Valley passed the first test of the tournament with a 70-38 win over visiting Prairie du Chien. The game was close in the first half, with the host Blackhawks holding a 29-23 halftime lead. In the second half, River Valley went on a 28-0 run and took a big advantage on the way to the victory. Lucas Klein led all scorers with 19-16 in the second half. Keegan Heiser had 16 points. Caleb Drachenberg and Sumner Knockreiner each had 8. Brady Favreau scored 6. Jackson Thatcher 5. Houston Thatcher and Quincy Blakely each had 3. Caden Plumlee scored 2 points. The Hawks were 16-21 from the free throw line. Prairie du Chien was led by Garrett DeHart with 10 points. The team was 6-11. With the loss, Prairie du Chien sees its season end with 25 losses on the season without a win. River Valley is now 13-12 on the season and will now play at 4th seed New Glarus on Friday night. Richland Center, a 9th seed, pulled off a big win on the road against 8th seeded Evansville. 61-57 the final score. The game was close throughout. The Hornets hit a couple of key baskets down the stretch, and Richland Center claimed victory. The Hornets, now 13-12, will rematch with number 1 seed Platteville on Friday night on the road. The 6th seed Dodgeville Dodgers held off 11th seed Mauston 69-63 Tuesday night. The Dodgers will play at Lodi, a number 3 seed. Number 7 Broadhead won against number 10 seed Viroqua, 86-63. Broadhead will play at Wisconsin Dells on Friday night in the WIAA regional semifinal. Elsewhere in sports, Division 4 action last night, it was Fenimore getting the win against Riverdale. It was 47-23. They advanced to play 3rd seed Cuba City, which had a bye. Lancaster, 80-41 over Boscobel. Parkview, a winner against Cashton, 70-33. Belleville beat Westby, 74-63. And Iowa Grant over Wisconsin Heights, 75-46. The Iowa Grant Panthers advanced to play number 1 seed Mineral Point. In action from Division 5 last night, a close game at first. The Bulldogs of Ithaca pulled away in the second half to win 65-53. They will be traveling to 3rd seed Highland on Friday night. The Cardinals were winners last night against Waseca Steuben 87-57. It was Seneca over Hillsboro 79-69, and Seneca advances to play Potosi, which knocked off Waniwak Center 85-47. North Crawford was a winner against Weston 80-54. River Ridge 80 and Lafarge Youth Initiative 39. Kickapoo beat DeSoto 49-41. They advanced to play Royal, which knocked off Brookwood 91-48. Assumption over New Lisbon 67-48. Southwestern was a winner against Rio 86-47. It was Schulzberg beating Albany 43-38. Fall River over Benton 64-40, Barneveld 52, Blackhawk 46. It was Argyle over St. Ambrose 66-63, Belmont over Judah 78-46, Pecatonica 50 and Monticello 32, Abundant Life Christian over Madison Country Day 83-28 in Division 5. Division 2 games, DeForest over Reedsburg 84-66, Baraboo beat Portage 74-55, Toma over New London 74-60, and Sparta 72, Shawano 67. WIA boys tournament action continues on Friday night. The girls sectional semifinals will be played on Thursday night. Phoenix Center scratch bowling from last night. It was Jeff Seckman with a top series 7-33, Jake Morris with a 6-92, Elijah Cannon had a 6-77, and Ethan Hafner a 6-34. Top game, Jake Morris 2-67, Kevin Genthy a 2-66, Ken Nix Jr. and Jeff Seckman with 257s, and Elijah Cannon had a 248 in the Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League. Powder Puff League action last night. Goplin Insurance with an 18-27 series. Morris Heating and Cooling an 18-10. Richland Family Restaurant 1801. Phoenix Center 668. Richland Family Restaurant a 652. Morris Heating and Cooling with a 640. Top series, Barb Wood, a 556, Tanya Maley, a 512, Jessica Morris, a 505, Barb Wood with a 204, Katie Davison, 203, Jody Imhoff, a 202, in action from Powder Puff League action at the Phoenix Center. 2024-25 Church League Volleyball Tournament continued Monday night. In the A Division results, St. John's down Bethel Lutheran 2-1. Avoca Bible 1 eliminated Free Methodist 1 2-0. Richland Baptist Temple 1 over St. John's 2-0 and advanced to the A Division Championship. And Avoca Bible 1 knocked out Bethel Lutheran 2-0. In B Division action, Grace Community 1, defeating Five Points Lutheran 2-1. Beulah Wesleyan 1, eliminated Hidden Valley Community 2, 2-0. Boscobel Assembly of God knocked out Richland Baptist Temple 2, 2-0. And in the C Division results, Richland Baptist Temple 3, blanked Grace Community 1, 2-0. And Church of the Nazarene 1, swept Richland Baptist Temple 4, 2-0. Tuesday night's 127-121 victory in Atlanta moves the Bucks a season best 10 games over the 500 mark. Milwaukee has won 3 in a row and 7 out of 8. Giannis Antetokounmpo put up his 6th triple-double of the season with 26 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. Damian Lillard added 23, and both Kyle Kuzma and Brooke Lopez had double-doubles. The injury-plagued Dallas Mavericks show up at the Fiserv Forum for a game coming up this evening. The Badgers look for their 9th straight win over border battle rival Minnesota tonight. Despite the long winning streak, the games are usually close, with Wisconsin winning by an average of just under 6.5 points per game. The Golden Gophers will be trying to break that streak and claim a 3rd win over a ranked opponent this season and a 6th win against a Quad 1 opponent. It's senior night in Minneapolis. Minnesota faces the number 12 Badgers in men's action. The Badger women's basketball team will play in the Big Ten tournament against the Iowa Hawkeyes tonight. The teams square off for the first time this season. Iowa is 10-8 against the Big Ten. Wisconsin 4-14 against conference foes. Marquette will be seeking payback at UConn tonight when it takes on the Huskies. UConn won the Big East Conference showdown between the teams 77-69. Solo Ball is the team's leading scorer at almost 15 points a game. The Huskies shot a strong 63% on three-pointers and build a big first-half lead that was too big for the Golden Eagles to overcome. Marquette has lost the last 4 meetings between the two. LeBron James became the first player in NBA history to score 50,000 combined points in the regular season and postseason. He needed just 1 point during the Lakers game against the Pelicans last night, which the Lakers won 136-115. The Packers are keeping kicker Brandon McManus after his steady performance during this last season. McManus kicked 30 straight extra points and was good on 20 of 21 field goal attempts after Green Bay had struggled with erratic performances from the two kickers who succeeded Mason Crosby. McManus and the team agreed on a 3-year, $15.3 million contract on Tuesday. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Hi, I'm Luke Perna. I'm here to tell you that St. Mary's School and Knights of Columbus will be hosting a drive-through fish fry on Friday, March 7th in the St. Mary's School parking lot from 4:30 until 7 o'clock. We will be serving baked and fried fish, baked and cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, applesauce, and a garlic biscuit. The cost of a meal is $12, with the option to add extra fish for $2 per piece. We hope to see you there.
It looks like the rain is starting to transition to snow here at the WRCO studio. Starting to see some snow flurries in the rain as well. We were told last hour that snow had already been accumulating on some of the higher elevations. So kind of depends on where you're at today. Our temperature certainly has dropped since earlier with a 40-degree reading early this morning. We're at 32 degrees with a little bit of precipitation continuing again, which is turning towards snow. Coming up, we have a vintage Paul Harvey broadcast. We'll present that for you coming up next.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Now, the rest of the story. It is 145 miles from Albany, New York, to New York City. So when in 1937, Charles Zibelman told friends he was going to make that journey on the Hudson River, they understandably thought he meant by boat. But no, Charles intended to swim. And indeed, on August 23 at 6 o'clock in the evening, Charles slipped into the water at Albany. Even if all went well, he would not emerge for 6 days. The nighttime start, he hoped, would minimize his hours overall in the scorching sun. A rowboat stocked with grease and brandy-soaked sugar cubes, and imagine this, cigars, accompanied him as he swam. The grease to protect his skin, the sugar and nicotine to stimulate him, he hoped. His first night in the Hudson was uneventful, fair weather, comfortable water. Following a spectacular sunrise was a peaceful day, bright and quite hot. The men in the rowboat joked with Charles, asking if they could join him in the refreshing water, but as the hours passed, the current quickened and night fell, and the joking subsided, and a sense of the very serious business at hand gripped all involved. On the third day, Charles lost his swim goggles. Now the water and everything in it was burning his eyes. Should he consider stopping, asked one of his attendants. Charles shook his head and strove on. The peculiar thoughts and disturbing emotions crept in on the fourth night. It seemed to Charles he'd been in the water all his life. In fact, each time his body broke the surface, the air itself felt foreign, even menacing. Of course, much of the matter was physical, the aching muscles, the indescribable fatigue. Put it all together, and Charles's world had become a dreamy, whirling maelstrom, pulling him backward and downward into the river. But Charles would resist and take a moment to rest and resume his journey. So it went through 6 days and 6 nights, through 45 pounds of grease and innumerable brandy-soaked sugar cubes, and 150 cigars. Until the seventh nightfall, when Charles wearily lifted his head from the chilly Hudson to behold the skyline of New York City. 1,000 well-wishers were waiting at the George Washington Bridge, cheering as Charles swam by. At exactly 9 p.m., he pulled himself from the relentless current, bearded now, and 26 pounds lighter. He had been in the water 148 consecutive hours. Then someone cried out, announcing Charles had set a record for distance and endurance. And the cheers of the crowd rose up in a single shout. But even amid the excitement of his extraordinary accomplishment, Charles could feel the beckoning of other waters and other challenges. And some of his athletic achievements remain unequaled to this day. And by the way, when he swam the Hudson in 1937, he, Charles Zibelman, was 44 years old. And something else. As a result of a streetcar accident when he was 9, Charles Zibelman had no legs. At the time, everyone grieved that only challenges lay ahead, which was so. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
100.9 WRCO. Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that little nowhere he's got down in.
WRCO Country and Community. A few little inklings of snow outside my little window here at WRCO. 32 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Here's one for all those that are patrolling the highway.
Soul. from Bethlehem. I've rolled tobacco out of the Carolinas, California wines into Birmingham. Some people work just to survive, yeah. But up here in this cab, that's where I'm most alive. I'm a prisoner of the highway, driven on by my restless soul.
Ronnie Millsap, Band of Prisoner of the Highway, some classic country and A-Track flashback today on WRCO Radio. Parent teacher conferences in the Richland District are canceled for today. Also, a reminder that Gentle Cherry Yoga at the Richland Center Community Center is canceled. All Richland County meal sites are closed, and there are no home-delivered meals as well. That's on the schedule and not on the schedule for day. One that is on the schedule, Richland Community Food Pantry, will be open between 4 and 5:30. Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroque's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Stop down to see the brand new addition to our company, Bed and Linen. Our professional staff will help you select the most suitable Wisconsin-made mattress by American Bedding. We also offer a full line of adjustable bases, pillows, and sheets that can significantly improve your sleep quality. Make the short drive to Spring Green today and visit the new Wirtz Bed and Linen or call 588-0202.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage. Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
All right. We've been getting a few photos from areas that are covered with snow. Nothing here yet, but we're getting the snow in the air, that's for sure, blowing around 10 miles per hour. Well, the trivia question of the day is next. It is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center in Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Okay, kids, today it's sports trivia. The winning answer wins from Walsh's Ace. Back in the good old days when the Brewers were in the American League, the year was 1980. This player from an opposing team was the last person to enter the month of September batting over 400. Who could it be? Again, the year was 1980. This player from an opposing team of the Brewers was the last person to enter September batting over 400. 608-647-4155. Baseball trivia. Kind of make it feel a little bit more like spring, at least in our minds.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week.
Blake Shelton on WRCO. Congrats to Brian Jelinek, our winner of trivia today. Way to go. He wins a great prize from Walsh's Ace. Back in the good old days when the Brewers were in the American League, and I say that because that's how I grew up, rooting for the Brewers against all of those heated rivals in the American League. The year was 1980. The player from an opposing team who was the last person to enter September batting over 400, George Brett. Kansas City Royals hitting 407 going into September in 1980. We did have a guess for Rod Carew, which is a very, very good guess as well. At one point when Rod was still with the Twins, he was threatening to get up there and maybe break Ted Williams' record. It didn't happen, but he certainly was capable as well. But George Brett of the rival Kansas City Royals. He had an amazing career. One of those guys, you know, as a opposing team, I never cared for him because he was so good, right? But you respected him. I kind of always thought that about guys like Larry Bird, too. You know, I didn't really care for him as a player, but you respected him. He was, you know, he was a Bucks killer back in the day. Actually, they had their success against a lot of teams. Pete Rose was another one when he was a player, too. Charlie Hustle, I always thought, yeah, you know. But can't deny he was a great player, right? George Brett, certainly that. And I think the other thing that weighed on that was he had made some disparaging remarks about Milwaukee's Don Money making the All-Star team one year, and I didn't like that. But nonetheless, you know, that was only, well, what would it be? 45 years ago? Something like that. So at some point, you got to let bygones be bygones. Congratulations. Brian Jelinek is a winner from Walsh's today.
After all the bars are closed, tell me where you want to go. We can find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you want to know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon. Don't gotta go home, but we can't stay here. Them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun. We can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, turn the truck to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed, then you kiss me like that, like a shot of straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap. Take it right back. After them after hours, be a bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know.
sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go after all the bars are closed. No, I don't care what we do on the dark side of the moon, just as long as I'm with you. And it's time to go after all the bars are closed. All the bars are closed.
Thomas Rhett on WRCO Radio. I love quotes from managers, especially some of those from years ago. Managers oftentimes have said some colorful things in baseball, but I like this one from Dave Bristol, who was the Brewers manager in the early 1970s. He said, "There'll be two buses leaving the hotel for the park tomorrow. The 2 o'clock bus will be for those of you who need a little extra work. The empty bus will leave at 5 o'clock.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Big news! A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to 153 North Main Street. But before we go, we're having a huge moving sale at our Church Street location. Starting March 10th, prices will drop in a progressive sale. The longer you wait, the more you save. But don't wait too long, you might miss out. Everything must go before we close April 1st. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street and take advantage of these deals before they're gone. Main Street, here we come!
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown, real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
School is closed today in the Kickapoo, Hillsboro, North Crawford, Pleasant Ridge, Waldorf, Eagle, and Waseca Steuben. Parent-teacher conferences are canceled in the Richland District. But school is on and the morning show's not late. We'll have some friends from Riverdale here today.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket. Then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels. Now she got some nerve, but she gave me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone. All tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. You've been better company lately. I'm doing alright for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause we need you, but I got friends like that.
back when we're at blowing that smoke on a Friday night.
Doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, cause we need you.
John Morgan, Jason Aldean, and WRCO. Still going on today, Richland Community Food Pantry is open, and Ithaca Schools having a blood drive today until 2. They have openings for walk-ins after 11. The afternoon is mostly open as well, so if you'd like to stop by Ithaca today for the blood drive, feel free to do so.
WRCO-FM Radio will now conduct a test of the emergency alert system. Please note, this is only a test of the emergency alert system from WRCO-FM Radio in Richland Center.